Fitness Tips with Mike Rush. Fast and easy tips to get as fit as possible. Let's go. How much rest do you really need? And there's kind of two sides of this. One is not taking enough rest. One is taking way too much rest. And then there's kind of a sweet spot in between. And so not taking enough rest really comes down to being overly sore, overly exerted, and still deciding to train as hard as you possibly can. And I think the big thing that you're missing out on is that you're not necessarily making those muscle gains or creating fitness through the actual working out as much as you are replenishing and restoring the muscle tissue, the proteins, and everything that goes into muscle gain. So if you're just consistently sore, if you start to see a decrease in strength, if you start to see that you're not performing as well, that can indicate that you really aren't taking enough rest. And then on the side of taking too much rest, I know that at one point I always thought that, hey, if I'm sore, I just need to take the whole day off. So I'd lift on a Monday, a Tuesday, be sore as can be on a Wednesday. I'm still sore on a Thursday, still surprisingly sore on a Friday, even leaks into Saturday. And then next thing I know, I'm trying to work out on Sunday because I finally feel recovered. And that's just too much time. I mean, typically your body is pretty resilient, especially if you're focusing on different areas. And so you don't necessarily just have to stop activity or go inactive until you feel 100%. I mean, with a lot of athletes, a lot of sports, I mean, there's people that are training at top performance 6-7 days a week, sometimes even more than that because they're doing more than one workout per day. So you don't have to be shy if you're sore. You don't have to necessarily take all that time off and feel 100% because chances are you're only going to feel 100% a very, very short amount of time throughout the week. So there you have it. How much rest do you need? There's kind of that sweet spot. And just know, I mean, you can likely train at least 2-3 times a week and upwards of 6-7 times a week pretty easily. Less than that, you'll be more than fine. More than that, and you might be pushing it a bit depending on what you're doing and what's going on. Do you want to be as fit and as healthy as you possibly can be? Well, I want to invite you to join StrengthForce.com's members area. Simply go to StrengthForce.com/members today, and you can join in to get tips, strategies, and ways to help you be as healthy as you possibly can be.